right. WineCellarMedia.com. You know, this name floats around a lot. I would say I hear it fairly often.
Who is that?
His name is Ben Shapiro. And, yeah, but I never really dig into this cat too often.
Yeah, because he's just a troll.
Okay.
Yeah. He's one of those, like alt-right types, but he swears he's not racist. He just has, like, good, solid American conservative values. But then he'll, like, intentionally post inflammatory things, and when people respond, he's like, facts don't care about your feelings. You're a libtard, and you're emotional, like, type thing.
Oh.
But, like, yeah, because he'll, like, intentionally, like, I think every year on, Trayvon's birthday and Trayvon's death day, he'll post some shit, like a tweet he put up, like when it first happened, some shit like, glad he died now before he got to be like a full grown thug or something like that. Like, he's like one of those people, but he's like, you know, but I'm serious and I am an intellectual giant even though I'm 4 feet tall. He's a very short man.
Yeah, cats like that. Yeah, you just, man, fuck this, just beat their ass. Like, why talk?
Well, it's funny now because he's actually, getting flack from former supporters because he's Jewish, you know, which is like a weird place to be on the alt-right. And so now, like, basically because of all the rise of anti-Semitism, he's been talking about it, and people who used to support him are now mad at it because they've gone like full Nazi, and now they like follow him around when he's like taking his kids to school and stuff, and they're like, Jewy McJewstein, and like just yell at him and shit in the streets, and it's kind of funny.
Oh, and I think the microphone's picking you up well, so you can just be yourself.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't have to yell.
I saw you doing like the lean in and trying to figure it out.
Feels like it's really far away. Like, it's normally feels like it's closer. I don't know.
No, I'm working out. Yeah, you can see yourself. Yeah, yeah. You talk from right there, you're fine.
Yeah, but anyway, so, like, a bunch of people that used to support him now are mad because he's, like, too Jewish and not white enough. And it's like, well, this is the audience you courted. Enjoy it, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm telling you, like, I'm looking at the image here before I hit play, and, like, if he just walked up to me and said, hey, I'm Italian, because that's what people do.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, I could see it. Because white niggas be looking white.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently you have a skill. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So some Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
And he has some reasonable critiques, as I call them.
I'm sure he does.
Of a Brooklyn guy named Bernard. That's here, Benjamin. All right, Benji. Oh, Right Wing Watch puts up this whole disclaimer. We don't care about that right-wing watch.
You know.
The base for Bernie Sanders, who is likely again to win the Iowa caucuses tonight, that base is actively alienating other parts of the Democratic Party. So over the weekend, a controversy broke out after Rashida Tlaib, who is a radical anti-Semite and a horrible...
Wait, do I have this thing playing fast, or is that really his voice?
That's his voice.
Oh, fuck, my play speed is normal. That's what he sounds
That's
like?
That's what he sounds like.
Holy shit. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Like,
I know.
He wouldn't even have to, like, put any acting into it. If you just put that voice as is behind, like, a literally marketed to children cartoon character, it's fucking believable.
They'd be about the same height, too.
He doesn't like when people talk about that, is he?
No, he does not.
He is a fake goth about his height.
He is a fake goth about his height.
Holy shit. Okay, 24 seconds. I just see where he goes from there. Mr. Shapiro.
Who is a radical anti-Semite and a horrible human being. She was campaigning for Bernie. So campaign... I was amazed. There was an article last week suggesting that Bernie was upping his Jewish identity in advance of the 2020 election. Okay, let me say, as somebody who didn't have to up their Jewish identity, right? It's been pretty clear from the beginning because I wear the funny hat on my head and everything. Right?
The he called... Is he really that serious about the religion if he calls it that funny hat?
No, he's not. Again, disingenuous right-winger.
That funny hat.
Which is also, again, why your former fans are going around calling you Jewy McJewstein and Jewface and Jewy whatever the fuck they're calling him.
Okay.
Yeah, no, literally, they just follow him around in public and, like, yell, like, Jewy Jewstein at him.
Oh, it's like, just... near where he lives and shit?
Oh, when he walks his kids to school.
Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. See? It's different when you're not on Twitter.
It's a little different. It's a little different.
Make me a blue check, nigga. A whole lot of certain shit that I be saying won't be said no more.
Yeah.
Make me a blue check right now today. that Emperor William's just going to be, I'm not explaining it anymore. It's just going to be an inside joke with the old listeners.
Ruling.
Yeah. Just say that. That's it. Hashtag ruling. What does that mean, William? Yeah, shut the fuck up. It means fucking inches on a thing where you're measuring something. Mm-hmm. Ruler.
Mm-hmm.
It's Slick Rick with the ruler. It's a rap thing. You know about the Negroes and that rap.
Yes.
As somebody who doesn't need to actively up my Jewish identity, as if I'm leveling up in a video game just in time to pretend that I'm intersectional, Bernie Sanders pretend...
Being Jewish is intersectional? Or I guess upping your Jew game is intersectional? Because he said he needs to up his Jew game.
Yeah.
Which, that sounds horrible as well.
It does.
Like, just saying that out loud, like, fucking... All right. Now we're going to have a meeting later. I think this guy's trying to up his Jew game on me. It sounds really bad.
And then also, like, what does that mean? Like, did anybody not know Bernie was Jewish? Like, have you heard him talk? If anything screams Brooklyn Jew, have you heard Bernie Sanders say words ever? Let me be clear. Like, oh my God, all right.
He leans on human right.
He does.
He fucking leans on that shit. Oh, the humanity.
Fucking Bernie.
Okay, I like this shirt in this particular color, but can I get a lighter hue? A lighter me? You want me to have a lightning cream? No, a lighter you. Lighter you. Oh, man.
Okay.
All right, so this has been... I'm fucking fascinated. That's his voice.
That's his voice. This is a titan of the right.
He talks to people with that voice?
He does.
And they hear him.
They hear him.
And they say, yeah, I'm gonna keep listening. Wait. So he... You said he walks his kids to school.
Yeah.
So he fornicated.
Yep.
Another
person.
And she's
a doctor. Just goes to show you that having medical degrees is not a boost for self-esteem.
Or maybe she likes the Bart Simpson thing.
I'm kink-shaming.
Why? Let her ride the skateboard. Take her up to the old treehouse there?
No. No.
Alright, let's see what else is going on with this Ben Shapiro.
That he has any serious association with Judaism while campaigning with Linda Sarsour, open anti-Semite, Ilhan Omar, open anti-Semite, Rashida Tlaib, open anti-Semite, hanging out with Jeremy Corbynites of the party, promulgating an agenda that includes funding of Hamas, he can stick it.
This shit is hard to believe. I want to hear another video clip for a second just to confirm that that's how the fuck he actually sounds.
Okay.
I can barely focus on what he's saying, and he's saying ridiculous shit.
Yeah, everyone's an anti-Semite, yeah. And that the Democratic Party wants to fund Hamas.
And he also, is he trying to talk fast? And why doesn't he look at his camera? I guess, you know what, I'm always looking at the screen. I don't look at the camera. I can get that. Okay.
I hear about Bernie Sanders' Jewish identity when that has basically amounted to conveniently pulling out his Jewish identity to pretend that he's not just a white guy every few minutes.
I actually don't hear that shit. I think I heard him say it like one time and it was about immigration.
What, that he's a white guy or that he's a Jewish guy?
That he's Jewish.
Oh, I think, again, it's just one of those, like, we can hear your voice. We all know.
Yeah, you know what? He knows.
Like...
He's been talking long enough to have hurt himself once or twice.
Right.
Now that he's recently discovering that everyone likes him because of his internet archives. He probably thinks it's because of the speeches he's been giving recently.
Nope.
He has no idea.
It's because of what you said in 1994. Yeah.
I'm still love that one where he was like, no, matter of fact, there's a video on the YouTube.
I don't know what you gonna call it. The kids are all watching it.
Yeah, my friend Brianna Jabribri. She told me that's how I'm supposed to say it. All right, Ben Shapiro, let's listen to him keep talking like that.
Pretty much his only association with Judaism. You don't get to play the I'm a Jew card after your association with Judaism has basically been campaigning with anti-Semites throughout your entire career, undermining the state of Israel and covering for the anti-Semitism in your own party. Sorry.
Are these things that Bernie does? This guy is just... Right-wingers truly do not give a fuck what they say.
Nope. But then also keep in mind, too, that this is actually very bipartisan of him to do this, because at this point, anything that's not like 100% full force support of Israel is being framed as anti-Semitic. So if you say something controversial like, maybe Palestinians have human rights, you're anti-Semitic, right?
Oh, shit.
You know, so it's tying in. So it really is, he's playing off it because it's good for clicks, and he gets to be like the right winger who's intersectional because he's a Jew and, you know, identity politics and blah, blah, blah. We're not racist. We have a Jewish guy we listen to. But I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, what it is just conflating Jewish people with Israel as a state and basically saying any criticism of Israel is anti-Semitic. So even if you are a Jew and you do have criticism of Israel, you're not like a real Jew.
Hold up, nigga. Even if we were to play into this bullshit and pretend it's genuine.
Yeah.
So he's cis. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Hetero?
Mm-hmm.
Male?
Mm-hmm.
Class privilege?
Mm-hmm.
So what is Jewish intersecting with? You have to have an oppression for another oppression to intersect with. Even if he was oppressed specifically for being Jewish, what else to actually make an intersection?
Oh,
his height? Nah, I knew that Bud Bundy bullshit was coming. Bud Bundy bullshit. Let's start.
But yeah, but I mean, keep in mind, though, it's the same reason that they fucking like, what, polyester and vinyl, whatever the fuck their names are.
Oh, the diamond and silk. Yeah. You did that on purpose. That's you rude ass Twitter niggas fucking up people's names. Rude.
Her name is Tomato Lasagna, okay? I don't make the rules.
Yeah. And you said, like, I believed it for a second. I realized, I was like, oh, it's you Twitter niggas.
But no, that's the thing, though, because, like, we have, like, our token, we can't be anti-Semitic. We have a favorite Jew.
That's, you know, it. That's...
We can't be racist. We watch... What the fuck are their names?
Diamond and Silk.
We can't be racist. We like them. We can't be homophobic. We liked Milo. Like, I was like... you know.
Yeah. But then watch the token step out of line. Now you live, these literally, they're harassing
then
his
they will
children.
Follow you on the way to taking your kid to school and call you Jewy McJewstein.
Oh my god. Okay, more of this voice.
You don't get to do that. That does not hold any water at all. Anyway, Rashida Tlaib is on stage. And
oh, it stops like that. Okay, let me just, one
you
more.
You want to hear his voice again?
Yeah. I don't fucking believe that. I think that that video was fucking deceptively edited. Okay, this one says Ben Shapiro shreds Democrats. All right, let's...
So, last night...
Oh, my last God.
Last night was a night. A President Trump has had himself quite a week. Very big week for the President of the United States. And last night, the Democrats blew it in a massive, massive way. They really did. Let me just explain what the Democrats...
That's really his voice.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Fuck it. There's... How old is he?
I don't know.
I think some guy...
You age slower when you're 4 feet tall. He's like 12 or something.
Ma'am.
What?
Stop being an ist or an ism or whatever it is you're doing. I could have swore somebody said he was my age. Ben Shapiro age. I got a pretty high-pitched
36.
Voice.
36.
Fuck, he's dead ass my age.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, he's January 15th, 1984, so he's a couple months after me. Damn, he just had his fucking birthday. Hmm. Okay, so I'm gonna hit 37 in August, and then him 30. Damn, he's very close to my age. Did he... Maybe that's just his full voice. It doesn't sound like he's using it. Maybe he never... I don't know. He sounds fucking weird, man. He sounds fucking weird. Like this little racist Kermit the Frog thing going on. He sounds fucked up. He sounds really fucked up, and I'm really hyper-focused on that and was not even able to critique anything he said. I think you did all that.
Yeah.
You did the heavy lifting.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
And what is with his... Is he always posing? I wish I could show video. Anywhere that you pause it, it looks like he just doesn't want headlines that are against him to have a bad shot. Anywhere you pause it, he is posing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised.
My goodness.
No, that they were going to restore
Porter. On. Pose. All right, I'm out. Apparently Phoenix has it. WineCellarMedia.com for some reason.